So, all right, should we start the next segment?
Let's start the next segment, which is our Amazing Race Canada recap.
Do we ever yell that or no? I feel like we yell it sometimes.
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm out of practice. I wasn't here last week.
All right. It is now time for the Amazing Race Canada recap. All right.
Access granted. Now, for those of you who don't know, brief synopsis here. Steele and I, back when they announced the Amazing Race Canada, applied to be on the show. We were, of course, denied, although they still send me the emails, even though I asked them to stop sending me the emails, Insight Productions. You know what? I should start emailing them back with our podcast.
Yeah, do it.
Anywho, we got snubbed. So every week since then, we've been recapping the Amazing Race Canada program that aired on the night previously. And saying basically what's wrong with it, how we would be faring, and how we would have made it better.
Yep, that's right.
That's pretty much the gist of it.
We've been going through, and for the people out there, now, as you've been watching, Jet and Dave have been dominating. We think that even with their dominance, the show would have been more exciting because Team Ma'am would have been in first these past couple weeks, and I think some of the weeks it would have been a close battle between us and Jet and Dave.
I also think that with Jet and Dave's sense of humor and our sense of humor and our quick rapier wit, that we would have made for good television. Just a friendly back and forth with our sense of humors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or senses of humor. Whichever the plural is.
They're great on the Twitter because I even tweeted to them how we would be yet again in first place. And they favored it or retweeted that one.
I saw that, yeah.
And I was saying to DJ Jeffy Jeff last week.
Yeah.
That.
What were you saying to DJ Jeffy Jeff?
We've talked a little bit with Jet and Dave on the Twitter.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit to Team Body Break on the Twitter.
Yep.
I'm going to try and go
find the rest of them.
Yeah, go out there. So
we should try to like get them for phoners.
Well, yeah.
Jet and Dave live in London.
Though? Yeah.
We could drive down the 401 and come on the show.
We should get that. Yeah, but I was tweeting with the as you put them, the titular twins.
Yes.
And they would not tweet back.
No, they've got better things to do.
But they did have the tweet fight with Body Break.
Yeah, that's more personal.
Oh. But they wouldn't tweet us.
No.
They're just like, screw those guys. They're
not worth our time.
Yeah, they weren't on Amazing Race Canada. We were.
Yeah, we're not going to stoop to their level. You know
they
what?
They were one of the cutties.
Yeah. Why would they were the chaff. When they were cutting away from the chaff. We were the chaff.
Yeah. And I even tried.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know. But if you didn't say anything, no one would have known that.
Oh, but it was still funny.
Yeah.
See, this is why we would have made good television, because I would call you out. I don't care. I would call you out on stuff. You'd call me out on stuff. We would have a grand old time, but at the end of the, even if we like argued, at the end of the show, we'd still be friends.
We'd still be first, too.
And we'd still be first.
So,
and having so many trips around the world together.
Yeah, that's right. We've had.
Imagine a romantic getaway for two to Paris. That
would
be great.
That would be great. Well, I think this week.
Imagine doing the Mono a Mono show live on location from Paris, France.
That's, you know what? If we did win all these when we came in first place, that's what we would do with these trips.
Damn right. We would take the Mono a Mono show on the road.
Yeah.
Just like TSN does with their sports center.
Yeah. Just like how the Ridge does with Salsa Fest and other festivals that they do.
Oh. When they go like to places.
That's exactly what it's like. So
let's get to the episode.
Yeah, let's get to it. Now, they started out in Quebec. They woke up the next morning. They get to the airport, and they find out they've got to go to none of it.
None of it. And some of those guys were having none of it.
No, they weren't. And what the thing, though, was there was only a singular flight. dun, which dun, is dun. Key. So that puts them all on an even playing field again.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't matter that they finish first.
Yeah, and you know what? We talked about how last week's episode was boring, the challenges were easy, and how nothing changed.
Yeah.
Other than a little bit positionally, but nothing changed. This week going in, same thing. They start everyone off on an even thing. Like, what the hell's the point in getting second or third?
Okay, you know what the problem with that, though, is? It's the Amazing Race Canada and how many flights go from Quebec to Nunavut.
True.
In a day, probably one, and that's the one they got on.
I guess. You know what, though, I feel like they need to do?
What?
So that it's not so... Guess what, Tims? You're saved again! It's, at the beginning, say, you know what? In this episode of the Amazing Race Canada, in episodes 3 and 7, or whatever, they're going to be non-elimination legs. So that you know that ahead of time, so that the reason is it doesn't look like it's set up so that one team stays. But I guess that's never happened before, so maybe it's just me.
Yeah, I think it's just you and your conspiracy theories.
Well, all right.
Anywho, so they're all on the same flight. They fly to Nunavut. And then they get off the plane, they grab their clues, and then they have to have someone translate the clues.
Because they're in triangle language.
Right.
Or, I guess that was the native language of up there or something.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
I missed what the language was, but there were lots of triangles.
As did I. Okay. It was triangling.
So, they get it, they gotta go to some park. They get to the park, and there's the detour. So, the first thing is, one person has to pull the other out to a place, and they each have to throw a harpoon on a bullseye. Then the other has to pull the other back to the place.
Yep.
Or they can go and build an igloo. Which one do you think Team Mam would have done?
I think we would have done the harpoon thing.
Yeah. Well.
Because I could pull you, and then you could chuck a harpoon.
Yeah, I think so.
And then I could pull you back.
No, I would have to pull you back.
You'd have to pull me back.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but I don't think it would be too bad. You're sitting on a sled. And but the thing is, I thought that one was set for Jet and Dave.
Oh, for sure.
But they choose build an igloo.
Why would they do that? You know what, though? Again, we are seeing it on a week-by-week basis. They're doing these things day after day after day. So by that day, maybe they're just gassed.
Maybe, yeah.
You know what?
And so Team Holly and her doctor, Brett.
We're doctors.
They build the igloo too. They're going head to head at building the igloo because they're not physical.
No,
they're not a physical team.
No, they are not.
So they do that.
And Hall.
They can't do it.
Hall.
They can't. Nobody can build the igloo.
I know. And I thought that, again, Holly was going to crack.
Oh, yeah. So then, of course, Jet and Dave switch to the harpooning task, and after a little bit more, Holly and Brett switch to the harpoon task.
Who knew building
too.
An igloo would be so tough?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a good thing we wouldn't have picked that.
Yeah. So,
again, we would have been ahead of Jet and Dave.
That's right. So now the KW boys get out quick because, harpooning is easy for them, I guess, and same with pulling each other.
Well, there's a lot of harpoons in the area here.
Yep.
And you can take a lot of harpoon lessons.
The Tims have an easy time with the pulling each other and throwing the harpoons. And then the twins have quite a difficult time pulling each other.
Yeah.
But the harpoons wasn't too bad. So they all get through
quick.
But always,
the twins, who ignore us on Twitter, they're so, out there and, have no clue what's going on ever.
Yeah. Maybe they don't even know what's going on in their Twitter.
Maybe not.
So.
And maybe that's why they don't respond to us.
Yeah. So, they all get out of there, and then after they're done, they have to take a snowmobile ride to the next challenge.
Yep.
This was annoying, though. So, the Tims don't get eliminated. They have to complete a speed bump.
Yep.
Not only do they get out quick, they're the second ones to get out, but the speed bump isn't even a challenge. The speed bump, they have to sit on a sleigh while dogs pull them to one place, pick something up, and the dogs pull them back. So they got, a rest
True, but it's something
a mandatory
that the,
rest.
It's something that the other teams didn't have to do.
Yeah, and, but it wasn't like a physical thing so that they were tired coming out of it.
No, but it's time. This show is all about time, right? And how quickly you can finish stuff and, you know, finishing ahead of other people. It's a race.
I guess.
If you have to do this task, regardless of whether it's physical or not, and it takes time, then that's time that you lose where you could have been ahead.
Yeah, but it did.
I understand what you're saying. Like,
it gave them
make
a
it
break,
make it
though.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it gave them a break to just sit there. So anyways, they get back and they head to the thing even before anyone else. Like, they were the second to leave. They finished the whole task and they were still second to get in. Behind the KW boys, who ended up in first.
Yeah.
Now, everyone's going and they're eating the blubber. The whale blubber next.
Gross.
If it just read on the card, who needs to fatten up, who would do the challenge? I don't know.
I think I would have, because okay. I think you have a fairly weak stomach.
Yeah, I don't think I could eat whale blubber.
Yeah. So I think I would have done it.
All right. Nice. So they're all
I may
in
have
there.
Vomited, but I'd still do it.
Yeah? No, you couldn't vomit, otherwise you'd have to start over.
But then I'd eat my vomit.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, then you'd be okay, probably. So, they were all fine with eating the blubber, except for the twins. They kept having
Jeez.
To hold it back in. The doctors, which took forever to do the harpoon,
yeah,
it
no
took
doubt.
Holly 28 times to try and get it.
I wasn't counting, but geez.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And not surprising.
And
I
yeah.
can just imagine, like, her pulling Brett was just excruciating to watch.
He was pushing on the back, too, so made it go faster. No other team did that.
Hmm.
Which the titular twins should have done that.
Probably.
It could have helped. But they ate the whale blubber. The doctors, actually, Brett ate it in, like, 10 seconds, and they were out of there. But it came down to the 1 km... run to the pit stop,
yep.
and up some big hill. Actually, the titular twins were ahead of Jet and Dave, leaving the blubber eating contest, but
right.
the younger one was so much slower that Jet and Dave just surpassed them in the end.
Damn straight. So our order of finish after this week was the KW boys in first, the Tims in second, go from last, not being eliminated,
yeah.
like, in a non-elimination round to second, Jet and Dave third, the Titty Twins in fourth, and finally, we don't have to listen to Holly whine anymore, and Brett go, Hull, 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 Hull.
You know what's an interesting thing, though?
What?
That I don't know if I mentioned last week or the week before or whatever. It also has to deal with Twitter. Was you know how Joanne from Team Body Break
dropped an F-bomb?
Yeah, told the doctor team to F off or something like that. Shortly after, and I don't know if anyone picked up on this or if it's just me and my conspiracy theories again, but not the day after, at Body Break on the Twitter posts a tweet that says try for one day, and this is like a picture type thing, or maybe it was a tweet. I remember reading it. I can't remember if it was a picture or just in the tweet.
Yep.
For a full day, try not to complain once and see how your life will change. That was it. That was their tweet. And I feel that's a shot at the doctors right there.
Yeah.
But, so anyway.
Oh, wow. Hal and Joanne are competitive people.
Yeah.
You can see that. And from their, you know, from what they've done all their lives and with Body Break and whatnot and keeping fit and having fun, they keep fit, have fun, and they're competitive at it.
That's right.
So, you can't just shake that. You can't just, you know, change that mindset.
No.
Just because you're on a TV show.
No, you just give her. Now, so next episode's going to be in Nova Scotia. This past one was in Nunavut.
That's right.
I didn't have any bands off the top of my head, Canadian bands from Nunavut.
But I did, because I've been listening to this band from Nunavut for quite some time called the Jerry Cans.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to a song called... Now, this is probably the language you were talking about, and I don't know what it is either. I'm going to try my best at this. It is Sukutan Gilak.
No, I think it's Sukdan Gilak.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Sukdan Gilak by the Jerry Cans. Here on 100 Point, and they're from None of It. Just like where the Amazing Race was this week. Here on 100.3 Sound FM.
Just like the place in Canada.
Yeah. Mono a mono.
Oh, my God.